And how do you supervise the companies once you've acquired them?
When you acquire a business, the first thing you need to do is share with them your view of the business plan you formed in advance that, as likely as not, you'll have discussed to some extent with them. You then set out the requirements of that, and then the supervision is done through regular contact that can be quarterly, semi-annually, where you'd meet with them face-to-face and discuss the objectives and how they're performing against those objectives. And then you have routine management reporting that comes in every month, which reports on the financial performance, and that allows the business to report on the day-to-day running of the operations.
And how do you go about incorporating these companies into the Wolseley culture?
The important thing is about contact with senior management. Our senior management at a European level need to have contact with them. That's how you get alignment at a management level. There are then events and processes that they'll get tied into. As I said, they'll tie into 6 monthly reviews. They'll meet with group management. They'll get tied into annual conferences that we hold, where management groups from across Europe come together. And slowly, over time, they come to see the way Wolseley works and the people within it.
So that's how you create an international culture then for your management, is it?
Yes. The international management culture comes, really, down from the senior management. There are also processes ongoing within the business to develop our international management and the culture. We're currently in the second year of a European graduate programme, where we take recently graduated individuals of high calibre and get them working within our business, trained and developed, to enable them to grow and work across our European network. We also recruit at senior and mid-management level to bring different expertise and different management potential. We're looking to then move certain people across Wolseley Europe at mid-management level.
Okay. And when you expand into a new market, what sort of activities does Wolseley undertake to build up its brand and make itself known to customers in the new market?
There's the major form of expansion that you... We tend to take a business we've acquired and look to develop it through its own branch network. What we've tended to do is to retain the local brand. Wolseley believes in the power of the local brand, the individual business that we've acquired. So we'd retain that local brand that's operated by them in that market and then look to grow their branches. As we open new branches, we do leafleting and other sorts of marketing campaigns to increase awareness and develop a customer demand prior to opening.
So do you think that it's an option for any company to say, no, we don't want to grow, become international, we are happy as we are?
For other companies, that may be the case. It won't be the case for Wolseley, though.
So it is possible, then?
I could imagine a business that would want to stay entirely local. If we're a service business, I know many retailers are actually, have entirely focused on national boundaries only and haven't sought to go international.
And they could survive like that?
I think in the longer term, they'll find it more difficult. Generally, those that have gone further and developed further are bigger. Therefore, they've achieved economies of scale. The reason why one of the major factors in international development is to achieve greater economies of scale through, for example, in our business, purchasing greater volume of products, which would then achieve lower costs.
Mm-hmm. What do you think it is that makes Wolseley products so successful?
Wolseley is a service business. It's about the service that's provided to the professional contractor who visits our branches. What makes the service so successful is the experience and the service provided by the people in those branches, the availability of product, the service that's provided to deliver any products that aren't available the next day, and also other services, for example, providing credit. So we primarily focus on service as opposed to price.